Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We have a thunderstorm that's moving across the viewing area right now. This region where it's headed is now under a level one, but could go to a level two. We could also see a severe thunderstorm watch issued for our northeastern counties. I'll explain coming up.
Also, police are searching for a shooter who fired bullets into a gas station while workers were inside that building. What they have to say about the near-death experience.
And the Powerball jackpot balloons to $1 billion. That's only happened twice before in the history of the game. You would never, ever have to worry about money if you match all the numbers tonight.
We have a level one risk for severe storms this afternoon. Good afternoon to you. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Thanks for joining us. A few cells could produce some wind damage. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with a look at our timelines for severe weather today as well as tomorrow.
Here's a look at today. The entire state and beyond is under a level one risk for severe storms today. And then tomorrow, we're under a weather alert day for a level two risk in our southwestern counties. We're going to get to that in just a second, but let's take a look at our severe threat again for today. We have the potential for a few of these storms to become severe, with the potential for damaging winds. Let's go back to this cluster of thunderstorms. This started very early this morning. I guess I should call it overnight last night around Charlotte, and it has held together across our area. You may have noticed it coming right through the triangle, and now it's headed up into the northeastern counties. And this is an area that we're watching very closely. We'll zoom in on it a little tighter. It's going to clip Rocky Mount and head up toward Roanoke Rapids, continuing to move up across parts of Nash County and eastward. It may not be the only one that develops here. However, we'll take a look at the path of this. This is moving very quickly to Nashville at about 12:30 and to Dorchester at about 12:44. So moving on through Nash County and again on up into Halifax and Northampton counties. But this whole area is a place where we may see more storms that are strong start to develop. There's a 60% chance that the Storm Prediction Center will put that red shaded area in a watch, and that does include Franklin County, Nash County, Warren County, and eastward on toward the coast. This is also an area that they're saying at 12:30, they're going to add to a level two risk for severe storms. Right now, we're at a level one. So when we get to 12:30, we'll give you an update on that. Let's take a look at this on Futurecast. You can see this cluster of thunderstorms moving on out by about 2 o'clock. However, more to come. We may see more scattered showers and thunderstorms. And again, north and east of Raleigh is where they could be a little stronger. The conditions are right for there to be some stronger storms there. So we'll watch that develop as we get through the day. Taking a look at tomorrow, we're already under a level two risk for our southwest counties. That's going to include Fayetteville, Rayford, and Southern Pines. We have the potential for damaging winds, and we'll walk through the timeline of when we'll see that tomorrow coming up.
The search is on for a gunman who shot up a Circle K in Fayetteville. This happened yesterday at the store near the intersection of Rayford and Strickland Bridge Roads. Fortunately, nobody was hurt in this case. WRAL Fayetteville reporter Gilbert Bays is live at the store after speaking with a few of those employees who were there when those shots were fired. Gilbert.
Yeah, that's right, Jeff. There were at least five employees inside the building when those shots rang out, and I talked to a couple of them. They were just telling me that they're fortunate nobody was hurt during this incident, and they were told by the management that they couldn't say much more beyond that. But you can see on the front door here, this plywood, that's where apparently some of the gunshots shot out the window that was there. Let me take you back to this morning here. We've had Fayetteville police officers at the store this morning. They're getting ready to get more information about what happened out here this morning. Now, within about 10 minutes ago, the Fayetteville police did release a press release about what happened here. They said that apparently an individual was in the store the day before and apparently stole something. He came back to the store yesterday, and was trying to make a purchase, and the manager refused to let him purchase the items he wanted. So that's when apparently he pulled out the gun and started shooting. Now, he fired several shots at the clerks inside the store. Then he made his way outside the store, and we're told he fired back at the building. Again, once again, nobody hurt. Hard to believe that no one was hit by the barrage of bullets. Jeff, we do have a lot of security cameras out here. There's a couple on the side here. The police obviously are going to be looking at these security cameras, trying to get some pictures. They normally send us some good still pictures from these cameras, so we will be able, probably in our later show, to identify the individual who did this. And police, again, asking anyone with information about what happened at this Circle K on the intersection of Rayford and Strickland Bridge Road yesterday to please give them a call.
Well, you're right, Gilbert. Close call there, and glad nobody was hurt out of that. Gilbert Bayes live in Fayetteville.
We're working to learn the name of an employee contracted through the NCDOT who was hit and killed near Fort Liberty. It happened yesterday morning on I-295 near the Murchison Interchange. We're told the employee was hit by a vehicle while picking up litter. The employee was contracted through Lovin Contracting Company in Robbinsville. Fort Liberty Military Police are investigating.
New this noon, the Greater Raleigh Merchants Association is denying nearly all the claims in a lawsuit filed by the family of Haley Brooks. Brooks was killed during last year's Raleigh Christmas Parade. A truck driven by Landon Glass ran over the dancer after the truck brakes failed. The Brooks family filed a civil lawsuit earlier this year suing Glass, the Greater Raleigh Merchants Association, CNC Dance Company, as well as Shop Local and DNL Floats. The case is set for a civil hearing next week.
We're working to find out more about a shooting that sent a woman to the hospital. It happened after 4 this morning at the Budget Inn Extended Stay on South Wilmington Street. The woman was taken to the hospital. She's expected to recover from her injuries. Her name has not been released. No word on any arrests or the motive. A man is also recovering after an early morning shooting in Durham. We've learned after 8 a.m. the actual shooting happened on Troy Street. Police say the man later flagged them down along Bacon Street near Durham Tech around 12:30 a.m. First responders took him to get treatment. The man is expected to survive. We're working to learn his name and condition. Police have not released any information about an arrest.
We have a traffic alert for drivers in Johnston County. WRL's Brian Schrader has a look at some major overnight closures that will send you on a detour.
Crews are working on that big interchange that will eventually connect Interstate 40 with NC 540, which is under construction right now in southern Wake County. This is all happening right around the Clayton Bypass, or US 70, between Garner and Clayton. They were supposed to do some bridge demolition and ramp realignment work last week, but rain postponed it. They are trying again this week, and it's leading to some closures you need to know about. I-40 westbound is going to be closed at NC 42 starting at 10 o'clock tonight. It'll reopen tomorrow at 5 a.m. Expect a detour using NC 42 and the Clayton Bypass. I-40 eastbound is going to be closing at the Clayton Bypass Thursday and Sunday nights from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. That detour will take you down the Clayton Bypass to NC 42 and then back to I-40. And the westbound side of the Clayton Bypass, or US 70, is going to close at NC 42 from 10 p.m. Friday through noon on Sunday. That detour will use NC 42 to take you back to I-40. Remember to slow down and pay attention in those work zones. I'm Brian Schrader, WRAL News.
So about 540, when will it open? The new section there, the DOT says the stretch from NC 55 in Holly Springs to I-40 near Garner should open to traffic next spring.
You could soon be able to renew your driver's license and vehicle registration at your local grocery store. The Department of Motor Vehicles plans to install 20 kiosks in grocery stores and other buildings that are open for long stretches of the day. The goal is to alleviate those long wait times at North Carolina's DMV offices. The first 10 kiosks will come online this fall in Wake, Mecklenburg, and Cumberland County as part of a pilot program. The other kiosks will be available in 2024.
A lot of folks want to be the next billionaire. The third biggest Powerball jackpot drawing is happening tonight. The jackpot may get bigger as people buy tickets today. And WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us with some statistics on how likely you are to win it all.
More than $52 million worth of Powerball tickets have been sold in North Carolina since the last jackpot winner. And you've probably seen signs that look like this outside of gas stations or convenience stores that say $999 million because the sign can't even read $1 billion. And if you win tonight's $1 billion Powerball, you're pretty lucky, right? But just how lucky are you? I caught up with UNC statistics professor Jan Honig to find out. He says there's about a 30% chance that someone will win the $1 billion Powerball tonight, but there's only a 1 in 292 million chance that that person will be you.
If you go to a Major League Baseball game, sit in the lower seats, lower tier, and you catch three foul balls, not one, not two, but three foul balls while sitting at your seat. That's about your chance.
That's actually the same chance that you would have to be struck by lightning twice in your lifetime. I spoke with the manager who works at this gas station, and she says that people have already spent hundreds of dollars on tickets, and that was before 7 a.m., so I'm sure that that number will only go up throughout the day. And you can catch tonight's drawing right here on WRAL at 11 p.m. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News in Raleigh.
The Mega Millions jackpot just keeps growing again. There was no grand prize winner in last night's drawing, so the jackpot for the next drawing is now estimated at $720 million. The take-home cash option for that is just under $370 million. Last night's numbers were 19, 22, 31, 37, 54. The Mega Ball was 18. The Mega Plier was 4. The next drawing is Friday night here on WRAL.
Next at noon, baby box drop-offs are on the rise. The heartbreaking story of babies being dropped off at these safe havens.
Also, drivers speeding through one Maryland neighborhood caused neighbors to take matters into their own hands. The fake speed cameras they set up and what they're being disguised as.
Plus, CBD is being used to help slow overdose deaths. At 12:30, the new treatment's being developed.
Download the new WRAL streaming apps on Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, and Android TV.
We do have some areas that are seeing some showers and possibly some storms today. Some areas are more clear than this. Roxborough has some clouds hanging low, as you can see right there. Pretty gloomy look. As you watch WRL News, available on Hulu and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device.
The mother of a 23-year-old U.S. soldier is refuting claims that he ran towards authorities in North Korea. Private Travis King has served 2.5 years in the military. Witnesses say he bolted across the border, effectively handing himself over to Kim Jong-un's isolated government. Two U.S. officials telling NBC News he was supposed to have left the country, but a tourist from New Zealand saying she witnessed King making the dangerous crossing.
Suddenly I noticed a guy running, guy dressed in black, then the U.S. and South Korean soldiers sort of realized what was happening, chased after him, but they didn't catch him.
In 2017, a North Korean soldier was shot several times as he dashed across the border to defect to the south. He had to be dragged in darkness to safety. That same year, U.S. hostage Otto Warmbier was released after 18 months detention. He was in a vegetative state and died soon afterwards.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, Wesleyan University just announced they are ending their legacy admissions. This gives the leg up to the kids of the university that eventually attend. This all comes weeks after the Supreme Court struck down affirmative action. In a survey, 75% of people believe that legacy status should not be a factor in college admissions. Other colleges that have also ended legacy admissions include Amherst, Johns Hopkins, and Carnegie Mellon.
Thanks, Michelle. CMT has pulled the video for Jason Aldean's controversial song, Try That in a Small Town. Some say the song's lyrics are evocative of vigilantism and racism. The song was released in May, but the controversy heated up when the music video was released July 14th. The video features a building that looks like a Tennessee courthouse where several incidents of racial violence have taken place, including the 1927 lynching of a black man. The video also shows footage from police brutality protests. Aldean defended the song in a tweet, writing, quote, "There isn't a single video clip that isn't real news footage." In one Maryland neighborhood, someone tired of speeders zipping down their street took matters into their own hands. People in the neighborhood say they complained to the county for years about cars speeding through. There is a plan to fix the street, but it's years away. In the meantime, people speeding through the area damaged people's cars.
My wife's car has lost three mirrors already. I know people down the street down there. You can see the traffic cones by the cars down there. His car has been hit a couple times.
So to fix the problem, someone built a fake speed camera that looks like one of those little libraries you see in neighborhoods. It's complete with authentic looking signs and safe driving materials. It seemed to work until the county came by and took down the signs, saying the fake speed camera was not allowed.
Pretty ingenious, though. Firefighters are used to hearing the blaring sounds of alarms signaling a call for help. Firefighters in Kokomo, Indiana, received an alarm coming from their own firehouse after someone placed an infant in the station's Safe Haven baby box. Lauren Kostick reports it was the 12th baby surrendered in those boxes nationwide this year.
It wasn't your typical call or location.
And it said 215 West Superior, and that's the station. It said a medical alarm. And I got to thinking, I was like, well, that's the baby box.
Sure enough, a two-day-old baby surrendered in this box. Recruit James Schaefer being the first to pick her up.
To be able to hold her in my arms and know that she's protected now, and yeah, it was definitely a special moment.
It's the first baby surrendered since the box was installed in 2020.
We weekly test this. We make sure it works. We're testing the alarm system, make sure it's physically operational.
Never knowing when it will be needed, but thankful when it is.
The 33rd baby saved in a Safe Haven baby box in the last 5 years.
Founder Monica Kelsey says the box is meant to be a last resort. So far, 12 babies have been surrendered this year, five of them in Indiana.
It never gets old, because we know that the alternative is something that we see in other states that don't have baby boxes all the time. And so now that this has become a movement across this country where states are looking at Indiana and saying, what are you doing and how can we be a part of that? It's encouraging. It's really encouraging.
The parent in this surrender also leaving a note, sharing her love for her baby.
One of the hardest things to say, I want what's best for my child and it's not me. And that's heroic and it's selfless.
A difficult decision, now creating a new beginning.
That's what we want to do. We want to save people if they're in bad spots, and we want to be that person to protect them. I mean, that's what we live for.
That was Lauren Kostick reporting. More than 130 surrenders have resulted from calls to the Safe Haven Baby Boxes National Hotline since 2016.
It is certainly a heart-wrenching last resort there, no doubt.
Let's get a check of our weather with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner and our chance for severe storms later today.
We have the cell that we've been tracking now for several hours as it started to enter our viewing area early this morning down here in the Sandhills. And now it's about to cross I-85 here across parts of Halifax County and Nash County, heading up toward Roanoke Rapids. We haven't had any severe winds with this, but we have had winds that have been gusting potentially up to 40 miles per hour. And a lot of heavy rain with this cell as well. Also a lot of lightning with it. Let's zoom in a little more closely and you can see it's starting to approach Roanoke Rapids. We're going to see that moving through in about 15 minutes. It's moving really quickly. You're going to see this moving through Enfield too. It's just clipping Rocky Mount, but a lot of heavy rain and lightning there in Red Oak. That will continue to move across Halifax and Northampton counties. This whole area though is still primed for some severe storms potentially later on this afternoon. Let's talk about how much rain we've seen as this has continued to move eastward here in parts of Wake County. We've seen as much as an inch and a half. You can see these purple areas. All this is an inch and a half, but a couple of red splotches showing up there. That's closer to 2.5 inches. So producing a lot of heavy rain, even though it's moving very quickly, and some gusty winds too. Here's a look at where it's headed. It's by the time we get to around 2 o'clock, it's out of the viewing area, but we'll continue to have scattered cells pop up, and any of these could produce some winds that may cause damage, winds at 60 miles per hour or stronger, as well as some heavy rain and some frequent lightning. So we're going to be watching that. Notice a lot of that showing up on Futurecast down to the south, but looking at the conditions and the atmosphere, certainly north and east of the Triangle area, we would have that potential as well. Our level one severe threat is across the viewing area, but as I showed you at the beginning of the newscast, it's possible north and east of the Triangle, that's going to go under a level two risk coming up starting at about 12:30. A big match, I should say, this evening, Chelsea versus Wrexham. That kicks off at 7:30. Our chances for showers and thunderstorms, of course, it's a level one risk across the entire viewing area. But when we look at Chapel Hill, we haven't seen a lot of cells popping up there in the model runs that we've seen this morning. So we're going to keep our fingers crossed for folks headed to the game that there's not going to be any storms there. But download your WRL weather app so that you can track the radar and see if any storms are headed your way while you're there. 83 at 7, 80 degrees at 9 o'clock, and 77 at 11. So we're going to see some cooler temperatures there this evening. Taking a look at tomorrow, it is a WRL weather alert day. Our our southwestern counties have a level two risk for severe storms tomorrow. We'll take a look at tomorrow. It should start quiet. There's 8 a.m. And then once we get to lunchtime, we start to see a few cells popping up and maybe a better chance later in the evening. Notice there at about 8:15, we start to see some cells popping up, especially in our southern counties that look a little bit stronger. So we'll continue to share those new runs of the models with you as they're coming in. Here's a look at Warrenton. That rain just rolled through Warrenton, still raining there a little bit and definitely wet. 81 degrees currently. Our dew point is 76. It is way up there. Look at this. It feels like 102 in Fayetteville, 106 in Clinton, 99 in Southern Pines. But of course, where the rain is, our temperatures have been much cooler. But looking at temperatures in the low 90s, low to mid 90s, 95 in Fayetteville this afternoon. And we are sitting up there at 76, very tropical feel. For most of us, at least around the triangle, our heat index will be in the upper 90s. But again, already in our southern counties, we've seen that heat index well over 100. Again, tomorrow is a WRL weather alert day. We're going to talk a little bit more about our threats for tomorrow coming up in just a little while. And we should see a nice break on Saturday and Sunday. I think a lot of folks will be happy about that.
We look forward to that. Elizabeth, thanks. A new car is expensive enough. The hidden fees in that purchase that could cost you hundreds more dollars. Ahead on our news at 4, Five on Your Side shares some negotiating strategies, which fees you can cut down or avoid altogether.
Well, it's the family of a man shot and killed at a Durham shopping center shares more about his life. That's coming up on our news at 5:30. Meantime, still ahead this noon, more companies are making etiquette classes available to their employees. The reasons they say younger employees could use a lesson on professionalism.
And there's a change in how Americans are building their savings. Just how long experts say people can live off that account in case of emergency. A truce in the battle over Taco Tuesday, and people were spending a bit less last month. Those are among today's business headlines with Maribel Aber.
Retail sales rose for a third straight month in June. Sales edged higher by 0.2%, according to the Commerce Department. It was a slower pace than the 0.5% jump in May and also below forecast. There was a big drop in department store sales. They were down 2.4% for the month. Economists say spending is easing as savings built up during the pandemic continue to be depleted amid higher interest rates. Target is helping its workers beat the heat. The retailer has changed its dress code to allow more employees to wear shorts. Previously, employees who worked outdoors could wear shorts. Target also says it has other policies in place for workers dealing with extreme heat. Those include frequent water and rest breaks. Taco John's is giving up its battle to defend the Taco Tuesday trademark. The chain says it would cost as much as $1 million to legally defend the phrase. Taco Bell has been trying to get that trademark canceled, saying Taco Tuesday is generic and anyone should be able to use it. Now, any restaurant in the U.S. can use the phrase, except in New Jersey. It's because a local restaurant on the Jersey Shore owns the trademark in the state. It vows to defend its trademark alone now. And those are your business headlines. I'm Maribel Aber at the NASDAQ Market Site.
Americans are not building their savings accounts as fast as they did in the past. Analysts with JP Morgan Chase say customers have 10 to 15% more money in their accounts than they did in 2019. That's good, but it's not worth as much when you consider inflation. 2 years ago, top earners had enough money to continue normal spending for 43 days without an income. Now they have just over a month's worth of spending money.
What's acceptable for men to wear in the office? A new survey shows the casual items people are for or against wearing to work. Wall Street Journal surveyed more than 1,000 people, and almost 60% said it's appropriate for men to wear shorts to the office. Participants from the boomer generation disagreed with that. 52% of participants said it is okay for men to wear graphic t-shirts to work. 73% say wearing running sneakers is fine. More companies are making work etiquette classes available to employees. And companies in a survey said most or all of their employees who fall in the 18 to 27 age range would have to take the classes, noting members of this generation get criticized for lack of professionalism. Some in this generation never learned certain skills on site as college interns, or they were on internships or working remotely due to the pandemic.
A compound found in marijuana could help reverse opioid overdoses. The study's underway to find a safe alternative to deal with high potency drugs.
Plus, extreme heat showing no signs of letting up. What you need to do to make sure your vehicle can endure this type of weather. And hear your winning North Carolina Education Lottery numbers on your screen right now.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
We continue this noon with the line of thunderstorms that we're watching in our northeast counties. And Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center with what's happening right now.
Just moments ago, the National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning here for parts of Nash County. That moves on into Edgecombe County and Halifax County. It is in effect until 1 o'clock. Let's zoom in a little more closely so you can get a good look at the storm cell here. It is moving fast. You can see they issued that warning just a couple of minutes ago, and that is moving very quickly east of Red Oak, and you can see that includes Enfield. And we're going to see this line again also moving through parts of Edgecombe County. If you're anywhere within that area that's highlighted there in yellow, just keep your eye out. We're watching the potential for some circulation here. You can almost see a little bend in the reflectivity where we're watching the rain. That's an area where we're concerned that there may be a better chance for some wind damage. So again, severe thunderstorm warning up until 1 o'clock. We'll zoom in and you can see what we're talking about. We've got red shaded areas, green shaded areas coming together. It looks like it could be a bit of a tornado signature. It's not come together completely. We do have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect here, but you can see where that is. That's going to be just to the north of Rocky Mount, just to the southeast of Red Oak, and it's headed in this direction. Again, a fairly rural area, but across 301, just south of Enfield. That's the area that you're going to want to just stay weather aware. Just stay tuned here. We'll be watching that very closely. This is a look at the rotation detector. When it was back here, I don't have it looping, but closer to Red Oak, we had a pretty good signature of shear, and that's when the wind moves in different directions, and it's a sign of rotation, obviously, the rotation direction. And
they're going to be putting the plug on a tornado warning.
They are going to warn for that. Okay.
Yes, so
I tell you
stay
what.
Stay with us.
Kat, do you want to set up over there at the BAM while
sure.
I'm here.
Yep.
And I'll just stay here and we'll be walking through this while she's getting ready. You can see there it just popped up. Here's our tornado warning. What I've pulled up here is some of the other severe threats. You can see the purple. This is where we have the potential for large hail. So we have hail happening potentially in the system as well. But tornado warning, this is going to be right here along I-95. That cell is just to the east of Red Oak. And again, we were starting to watch that little bit of that signature. I'm going to back this up a little bit and kind of come back to again this warning. This warning goes all the way over into Halifax County through Scotland Neck. I'm going to send it back to Kat, who is over at our other station to talk a little bit more about it.
And you know, Elizabeth, we've been watching this cell very closely. It's that latest radar scan that just came in about 60 seconds ago that caused the National Weather Service to go ahead and pull the plug on a tornado warning. So we want to take a closer look at this. This is just east of Nashville. So Nashville, you're not included in the tornado warning, the city of Red Oak right on the line. And we have this storm in northeastern Nash County that has some decent rotation with it. You can actually see a hook here indicating the rotating storm, and we don't like to see that at all. Typically, those hooks can come together and sometimes drop a funnel or a tornado. It's going to be crossing into Edgecombe County and down the line potentially into Halifax County. So this tornado warning will expire at 1:30. It's an hour-long tornado warning. We'll let you know if the rotation holds together, but it is a very decent couplet that we're watching just east of Dorchester right now. So let's take a closer look at the velocity. And what I want to show you here is actually the storm relative velocity. And this really shows you where we have the problem right now. So I'm going to highlight this and do a little bit of drawing on here. And because of the way that the radar is situated here, we actually have this storm rotating like this. The green moving toward the radar, the red is moving away from the radar. So it's that region right here that I've circled just east of Dorchester where we have the strongest rotation within this thunderstorm. So let's go ahead and zoom in on that area. I think it's really valuable given the stronger rotation that we're seeing to dive into some of these town-by-town streets and labels. So if we can take this full screen, I want to let viewers really see this information. So if you see your street name, that will help you out. I'm on Weather4 is my current graphic system. So the city of Brattleboro, as well as High Meadows under the current threat. We're closer to North Wesleyan Boulevard where we have this threat right now. That's one of the main roads that we're going to see this rotation cross over. So a heads up there. Let's go ahead and put a storm track on this so everyone within the tornado warning can get a better idea of when the strongest part of the storm could arrive where you live. The rotation on this storm continues to hold together. I want to get a closer idea of it's moving east at 30 miles per hour. So let's go ahead and put a storm track on this storm from the rotating part of the thunderstorm, moving east at 30 miles per hour. We're going to add some town names to this. And also, since this warning is in effect for an hour, we're going to go out 60 minutes on our storm track. We typically just do about a 30-minute storm track, but given this setup and the rotation that we're seeing, I think it's valuable to go out a little bit longer. That way, we give you time to prepare and to get into your safe spot. So the city of Brattleboro, you are about 7 minutes away from the worst of this rotating storm impacting you. If you live in Brattleboro, you need to head to your safe place immediately. Get to the lowest level, the most interior room of your home. For Cherry Crossroads, 1247, so just about 10 minutes from now. Lawrence, 110, a little longer away, about half an hour or more to get into your safe spot. And if this holds together, we could see that rotation reaching the Hills Crossroads community by the time we get to 120. We continue to get in new radar scans about every 2 to 3 minutes. I'm going to look over some of the newest data we just got in the meantime. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has some safety tips to help you get prepared for this.
Yes, if you're in this area, obviously you want to go inside. You want to be inside a sturdy building. Of course, the first floor of your home is fine if you don't have a basement. Basement's always your best option if you have a basement. But on the first floor, as long as you have a room that's interior that doesn't have windows, that's going to be your best place to be. If it's possible to get out of a mobile home and quickly into a building that's made out of brick, that's a better choice. Also, you want to get out of a car. If you happen to be, of course, driving down I-95 and this tornado is headed your way, you want to be outside of your car. This is a look at a look at where is the best place to be in your house. And again, that's going to be in the basement if you have a basement or first floor in an interior room that doesn't have windows. This cell is really the only thing that's happening across the viewing area right now. We started tracking this one very early this morning coming across Charlotte, and it really didn't start to show any severe potential until it got all the way here along the I-95 corridor. So really coming through Nash County, Edgecombe County, and it's just moved into an area that's a little more conducive to having some shear, some spin in the atmosphere. So our tornado warning is in effect until 1:30. And of course, Kat was tracking that all the way up into Halifax County through Enfield. And we still have the severe thunderstorm warning in effect for that area as well. On the north end of this, there's a lot of lightning. So up through Roanoke Rapids, you're seeing a lot of lightning there and some very heavy rain. So this is likely to be impacting some travel along I-95. Again, from, say, Rocky Mount northward all the way up through Roanoke Rapids. So if you were about to head out in that direction, you probably want to put that off for a little while. Also, hail with this. You can see these purple shaded areas. This is where we have the potential for some large hail. A severe hail would be up to an inch in diameter, and it can definitely do some damage. So that's another thing that you'll need to watch out for, especially right there where that intense cell is. We also have a level 2 risk for severe storms in that area. I'm going to send it back to Kat.
Hey, Elizabeth, we just got a brand new update in from the National Weather Service. This is now a confirmed tornado on the ground moving through eastern Nash County. This is just north of Rocky Mount. So this is the real deal. We have a confirmed tornado, likely confirmed by radar debris. Sometimes we can actually see the debris from these tornadoes lofted into the air, even hundreds of miles away. So let's take a closer look here at the new scan. I want to show you the rotation is only getting stronger. This is north of Rocky Mount and just east of Dorchester. This is right over the city of Brattleboro, the city I showed you on the storm track just minutes ago. So hopefully you are in your safe spot now. We will continue to see this move to the east, closer to Morningstar Church Road. That's one of the areas likely to be impacted, as well as Marriott Road, just east of Brattleboro. So let's take a look at what we call our tornado debris detector. And you can see in this region. I'm going to turn off that circle that you see there. And all of the blues that you see right in this region and purples, I'm going to draw on this for you. This is actually debris being lofted into the air that the radar is able to see. And when you look at how far away this is from the radar, it's pretty remarkable. It is, the height that this radar is seeing the debris is over 1,500 feet tall, that this confirmed tornado is lofting this debris into the air. So this is a very serious situation. We have a confirmed tornado right now moving right along the Nash County and Edgecombe County line. If you are just joining us, a confirmed tornado, and you can see that very organized hook echo that you have right there. That's actually showing what we're seeing happen. And I'll draw on this again, is the air moving into the tornado right here where you don't see any of the rain, and the air moving away from the tornado, spinning very quickly. And this tornado is on the ground. We are able to tell that because the radar is able to actually see that debris lofted into the air over 1,500 feet high. So this is a very serious situation. I want to zoom out for a minute and really kind of give you the overview. If you are just joining us, a confirmed tornado on the ground about to cross into northern Edgecombe County. Eventually, this storm is going to be headed into southern Halifax County. If you are listening to us on Mix 101.5, it is 12:40. I know it's lunch hour. If you are in this region of northern Edgecombe County, closer to the Hobgood community and Guess, Maine, you need to be inside. You need to pull over and seek shelter right now. Whitaker's also very close to this rotation. If you live in the city of Whitaker's, you need to be getting into your safe spot, into the basement. This tornado warning in effect for about another 50 minutes until 1:30 p.m. A new radar scan has come in, so I want to take a look at something that will hopefully really simplify this for you. I know that the radar can be complicated when we show you all of these different tools that we have here at WRAL to predict these tornadoes and track where they're going now that it's on the ground. One of the things that we're watching, and a simple tool that we have here, is this rotation detector. And you can see where we have the red right now in Brattleboro. That's where we have the rotation, but down the road, it's going to be headed just south of the community of Whitaker's. But you know, these communities, sometimes you can be within a Whitaker's address on your mailing address and still be on the south side of the town and be under this threat. So please seek shelter if you're within this warning. If you see your town name highlighted in the red and purple here, you may have noticed that our tornado warning turned from red to purple, and that's because we now have evidence that this is a confirmed tornado. So it's really important to review with you some of the safety tips. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has those and is standing by.
So a lot of times we're looking at radar signatures for tornadoes, and it's a little bit more unusual that we actually have a confirmed tornado on the ground. So it's extremely important that if you're in the line of this tornado, if it's coming your way, you definitely want to get into your safe spot. It's always a basement. That's your first choice. If you don't have a basement, it's fine. The first floor of your home, inside a room that doesn't have windows, is going to be the safest place for you to be. You want to get out of a car, and that's going to be something significant. This is moving right up and down I-95. And so if you are going to be, if you're in that area, if you happen to be listening, you definitely want to make sure that you're taking shelter in that area by getting out of your car. Again, you can see where this is on I-95 moving up through Halifax County. And Brian Schrader is standing by with a look at what's happening on the roads right there on I-95.
We're getting some indication that the storm has affected traffic. This is the radar signature of that tornado on the ground at last check. In the Brattleboro area north of Rocky Mount, that is 301 right there. Here's 95. And right around the Dorches area, you can see some heavy backups in both directions. Waze, which is one of our partners, they just had a report from a driver out there that said tornado just passed by. And you could see a lot of limbs on the road and stopped traffic there on I-95. As we zoom into that area, you can see those backups with that traffic camera at I-95 at Dorches Boulevard. So they're in that part of Nash County, both directions of 95, seeing some backups. This is right along the path where that confirmed tornado passed here in the past 15 or 20 minutes. Kat?
And, you know, we continue to monitor this storm now that it is a tornado that is touched down. This is a very serious situation. You need to be headed to your interior room. As Brian Schrader mentioned, we have the report that somebody actually saw the tornado there in Nash County. We're watching this closely. It may not actually be a rain-wrapped tornado, so it may be visible. A lot of the rain on the northeast side, we're starting to see it kind of come together and the rain wrap around the storm here. We did just get an update from the National Weather Service on the severe thunderstorm warning. So Elizabeth will have that for you later on. But I want to talk about the storm threat, a very important tool. We want you, if your town is listed on here, you need to be headed to your safe place immediately. The greatest threats now in Edgecombe County, as well as Halifax County, Nash County, the worst of the storm is starting to clear out. So let's talk about these towns. Jerry, Crossroads being impacted as we speak. We've been talking about the city of Gethsemane. You need to be in your interior room. You've got about 5 minutes until this likely tornado passes overhead. In Drawn, 12:59, so about 15 minutes from now, you need to go ahead, gather your things, gather your family, your pets, and head indoors to your safe spot, the lowest level, most interior room. Dawson's Crossroads, 1:06 p.m. So you still have about 20 minutes in Dawson Crossroads. And here's some other cities. Scotland Neck, 1:13 p.m. Braswells Crossroads, 1:16. And Edwards Fork, 1:16. And you may be looking at those numbers saying, well, that's about 30 minutes from now. But this tornado warning does not expire until 1:30. So we've got 45 minutes left in this tornado warning. And a tornado has touched down. At this point, this is not just a weak rotation that we are seeing. There is a tornado on the ground. There has been a tornado reported. And we really don't see a signature like this all that often in North Carolina, where you have a very clear hook echo and likely a tornado that's not rain wrapped. So this is a serious situation right now. And we want to stress that to you. You really need to be getting inside. Don't try to look outside and see it. It's much safer to stay inside. We have security cameras nowadays, and you can review that footage later. So let's zoom in and really go town by town and go street level for you now that this is a confirmed tornado. I'm going to take a closer look at our velocities here and where the strongest rotation is, just sorting through a couple of products. As I mentioned, the Gethsemane community, you are being impacted as we speak by the strongest rotation, and the Drawn community is going to be next. Red Hill Church Road, you need to be in your safe place. Douglas Hill Farm Road, you also need to be headed to your safe space. Maple Swamp Road, Cokertown Road. Those are just a few town names that are really going to see the worst of this. Scotland Neck, if this storm and the rotation holds together, you are in danger as well. So we really want you to go ahead and be headed to your safe place, even though it's still over 15 minutes away. Now's the time to get there, settle down. And I want to remind you, if you have to head to your safe space, I know it's hard. You don't have access to a TV to listen to this information, but you can stream us live on the WRAL News app. Likely the WRAL weather app as well. It's free. WRAL Plus is available. So take that with you to your safe place, and that's how you can stay updated as these new radar scans come out. You can see the rotation well here, but I want to go back in time a little bit. Just a couple of radar scans to see how this has evolved over time. We get a new scan in every couple of minutes, and this really started all the way back toward Dorchester, where we had the rotation starting to ramp up, and we still have pretty good rotation. At this point, we have seen it stronger at times, but we're definitely still in a danger zone. So one thing I also want to look at is what we call that debris detector tool, and we still have debris showing up. And what I'm looking at when I look for debris, I know that this is a really colorful map here and maybe hard to tell, but it's this region circled right in here where we have the debris being lofted into the air. So that shows us that there is still likely a tornado on the ground, and this is a very serious situation right now in northern Edgecombe County. So let's zoom back in, get a few more town names on this tornado warning, and then we'll send it over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner. The Gethsemane community, as I mentioned, seeing the worst of this storm and likely a tornado touching down as we speak. Drawn, you will be next. Mullins Crossroads, Roseneath, and Scotland Neck. Those are some of the areas that need to be headed to your safe place. A quick reminder, this storm is headed off to the north and east. So it's Edgecombe County at this point and Northampton County that are under the threat of this tornado that's confirmed on the ground. Could eventually just barely cross into the southern tip of Northampton County. So we're going to watch that. And then it would likely move out of our viewing area. But just a quick update before I send it over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner. Nash County, you are now in the clear from this storm. Elizabeth.
Thanks, Kat. So Kat mentioned that we still do have the severe thunderstorm warning that's in effect until 1 o'clock. And right now it's 12:49. So about another 10 minutes on this. The only real, there's not a whole lot of difference here. You know, we know that we're tracking a tornado that's on the ground. In the same spot where the tornado is, this cell is producing some hail as well. And we got a report from the National Weather Service that they're estimating at least an inch hail. So that's going to be about the size of a quarter. And that can definitely do some damage. It can damage crops. We have a lot of crops in the field in this area. This is a very rural area. This is also something that can damage cars. 1 inch hail can break windshields. It can put dents in your car. So if you happen to be in the path of this over around Scotland Neck, if you have a garage, if you can have some place you can put your cars, but you want to do that well before that storm gets here. So again, as Kat's been saying, it's a very dangerous situation. At about 12:30, the Storm Prediction Center went ahead and highlighted this area in a level 2 risk. And they did that just before that tornado started to develop. It was about, it was pretty close to 12:30 when it developed. The rest of the viewing area is still under a level 1 risk for severe storms. It looks like that region may continue to be primed, but it doesn't look like that we're finished with our chance for thunderstorms today. As that moves on out, things are quiet across the rest of the viewing area. You can see that cell moving on out there on Futurecast. And we may get some quiet conditions, and then we start to see more redevelopment. Notice around 5 o'clock between Fayetteville and Goldsboro, some cells developing. And it looks like our southern counties are going to be the place where we see more of those cells as we get into the evening and overnight. And of course, we still have tomorrow. We already have a level 2 risk for severe storms in our southwestern counties for tomorrow and a level 1 risk for the remainder of the viewing area. Brian's standing by over in the traffic center with a look. Of course, this system has been moving near I-95. Brian?
And I-95 right now, we have confirmed it is closed in both directions between Highway 43 and US 64 in the Dorchess community with at least one downed tree, perhaps multiple downed trees over the interstate there. You can see the heavy delays in both directions. One of our photographers out there capturing this picture of traffic backed up on I-95 right now. We're also getting reports of some homes damaged in Nash County. That's according to the Nash County Sheriff. Michelle McConaughey is in the WRAL Live Center.
Not yet.
All right, obviously having some problems, Kat.
Looking to dive into those details coming from likely northern Nash County. And I want to give you a quick big picture of what's going on. We know people are watching from all over right now. The Triangle, Fayetteville, and really most of our viewing area in the clear. It's the northeastern part of our viewing area, northern Edgecombe County, as well as Halifax County, and potentially Northampton County. Those are the three counties that are under this threat. But this is a very serious threat. We have a confirmed tornado that has produced damage to homes in Nash County, and we're likely to see even more reports come through the area. If we look at the rotation detector here, I just want to show you it's really held together quite well all the way from Nash County and now into Edgecombe County. You can see this swath of rotation, and we haven't seen this let up at all. So as we see this storm track towards Scotland Neck, eventually the threat is still there. And given the latest radar scans, there's likely to still be a tornado on the ground. We still have debris being picked up by the dual pole radar. So let's take a closer look at this latest radar scan and really dive into some of the areas that are seeing this threat. I want to show you the latest scan on radar, not quite as tight of a rotation couplet as what we've seen before. So that's good news, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we are in the clear by any means just yet. We could see some brief weakening, and then, you know, a tornado can lift and come right back down. So you still need to be in your safe place. And when we switch to the storm relative velocity, still a little bit stronger of a signal, not as strong as what we've seen, though, over the past half hour as we've been tracking this tornado. windows since it really first started to develop. So let's zoom in here on some of the areas that are being hit hard right now. The community of Drawn, Mullins Crossroads, Roseneath, some of the areas that will be impacted next. Scotland Neck as well. And I do want to put a quick storm track on this for you. We're getting in some new information, so we'll send that to the Live Center in just a moment. But I want to give you an updated storm track. The National Weather Service now saying that this storm has slowed down a little bit, moving at 25 miles per hour. So I think it's important to put a new track on this. We're going to go out about an hour here and add some more towns to the list. And as I mentioned, Drawn, Roseneath, Mullins Crossroads, some of the areas that will be impacted. Scotland Neck, the timing now looking like it'll be around 1:23 p.m., so that's 30 minutes from now. We want you to go ahead and seek shelter, start getting into your safe place, gathering your kids and pets and any safety supplies that you may need, especially given that this tornado, at last look, is still on the ground as it moves through northern Edgecombe County. It has a history of producing damage to homes after the tornado pass through Nash County. Michelle McConaughey is in the Live Center with more on that.
Yeah, Kat, we're getting our first look at the tornado. This here is right past Wood Grain Millworks. You can see the tornado here. We were trying to confirm that this, in fact, was the tornado, so that's why you had to come back to me here. But again, this is the first image here of the tornado. Somebody posting this to Twitter right now. You can see how large this storm system is. We are also hearing that parts of 95 near exit 140 are shut down right now because of this storm. I am looking for more pictures, but again, this is the first image that I am getting of this confirmed tornado. I'm going to toss it back to Elizabeth Gardner now, who has more on this storm track. Elizabeth.
So obviously we do have that confirmed tornado on the ground, and it's not something that we have to deal with in North Carolina that often. So if you are in the path of that storm, Kat has been tracking it, and of course it's moving on up through Halifax County and into Northampton County potentially. We're looking at, of course, where you need to be. You need to be in a basement if you have one. If you don't have a basement, the first floor of your home is going to be the next safest place, in a room that doesn't have any windows. So a closet or a bathroom make safe places to be. Of course, our newscast is streaming on your WRL weather app or your WRL news app. So take that with you and you can listen in while you're waiting. Of course, tornado on the ground. We also have confirmed damage to homes. We also have trees down across I-95. So if you happen to be listening in a place that's maybe not right in the track of the storm, but it's nearby and you thought you were going to head out, just hold off. This tornado warning is in effect until 1:30. And of course, we're following it. Stay with us and we'll show you exactly where it's headed. If you happen to be in a mobile home and you're, you know, at least 10 or 15 minutes out in front of this storm, if you have a sturdier building, especially a brick building that's close to you, you want to get into that safe space. It's going to be safer than a mobile home. And if you're in your car, again, this moved across I-95. It's moving away from I-95 at this point, but you don't want to be in your car when we have a tornado coming by. A tornado, confirmed tornado on the ground, can pick up a car. That's a very dangerous place to be. Again, inside your house, it's going to be in the basement if you have a basement, or if you don't have a basement, it's going to be that interior room. I'll turn the house over and you can see any of these interior rooms, like a bathroom, is going to be the safest place for you to be, and you want to stay there. This is not, this is not a radar estimated tornado. We have confirmation. We just had video that Michelle McConaughey showed us of this storm. So you definitely want to be in your safe place. We still have a severe thunderstorm warning that's sort of following along with where that tornado warning is as well. And the reason for this is likely that we're seeing some very large hail here as well. You can see the purple shaded area right there. That's where the radar is estimating 1-inch hail. Of course, that's not going to do as much damage as the tornado, but that's something that you need to know about. We also have some large hail happening with this. Of course, this northeastern corner of our viewing area, which is Northampton County, Halifax County, and Edgecombe County, continue to be in that level 2 risk for severe storms. And we're not finished with this either. We'll likely have more storms later on in that level 1 risk area. You can see this storm moving on out. To the warning is in effect until 1:30, and you can see on Futurecast that it's completely out of the state by 2 o'clock. And we do have a lot of cloud cover out there, but that may not stop more thunderstorms from developing, especially in our southern counties. That's between 5 and 7 down around Goldsboro, Clinton, Fayetteville, and that will continue into the evening. We have another round of storms that could be with us again tomorrow with a level 2 risk in our southwestern counties. Brian Schrader's standing by with a little more information about what's happening on I-95. Brian?
Yeah, I want to look at these sensors and show you the backups. We know that 95 is closed in both directions right now from the Dorchess area around Highway 43 down to US 64 to the west of Rocky Mount. The National Weather Service says they have reports of trees down across I-95, and you can see the big backups in both directions there. I've also noticed some other delays showing up on Highway 48 north of the High Meadows area, north of Rocky Mount. We're seeing some backups in both directions. We haven't confirmed any damage there, but that is kind of a suspicious look at our sensors there, indicating some heavy delays. And on 301 in the Brattleboro area, all of that roughly corresponds to the path that this tornado took as it headed out of the northern side and eastern side of Nash County into northern Edgecombe County. And we have confirmed through the Nash County Sheriff there are reports of houses damaged there in the Dorchess area. We're working to get some more details about that. Let's head over to Kat Campbell with a look at the debris detector.
And we're getting in some new information from the National Weather Service. The confirmed tornado is about 10 miles west of Scotland Neck and 12 miles north of Tarboro. So they're going to leave this tornado warning in effect until 1:30 p.m., about 30 minutes from now. And we also just heard from the National Weather Service in Raleigh. They are preparing to go ahead and send out a team to survey this damage, which means that, you know, it's very likely that they'll be able to confirm the tornado and give us a ranking of the tornado a little bit later on this afternoon. So a very serious situation continues. I want to highlight this area of debris. I'm going to clear off the sensor and kind of redraw in a circle exactly where this tornado is right now and where it touches down. And what we're seeing right now, I'll flip back now that you can see this debris ball. This is where we have the rotation as well as the debris being lofted about, let's see here, over 2,000 feet in the air. So this is a powerful tornado. This debris is flying up about 2,000 feet in the air, and the radar is able to see it. That just goes to show it's a very serious tornado warning. And it's right where we have this hook echo on the thunderstorm being picked up. So let's go ahead and zoom in on some of the areas that are under the biggest threats from this storm. We're going to take off this tool right here and go ahead and zoom in. We've been telling you about the city of Drawn, how you need to be in your safe place as soon as possible. The worst of it passing right overhead, likely the tornado passing overhead as we speak. Mullins Crossroads and the north side of Roseneath, these are the communities that are going to be hit by this tornado next. You need to be headed to your safe spot as soon as possible if you live on Douglas Hill Farm Road. And we're going to go really street level for you since this is a confirmed tornado and hopefully help you get to your safe place. Phillips Road, Sand Pit Road, as well as Old 125 Road and U.S. Highway 258. Please go ahead and get in your safe place as soon as possible. And then further down the road, Scotland Neck, the city of Scotland Neck, we're concerned that this tornado is headed right toward you. So let's go ahead and use a time of arrival estimator tool that we have specifically for Scotland Neck, one of our bigger cities here. And we're looking at about 20 minutes from now is when this storm should be arriving in the city of Scotland Neck. As we get toward about 1:40, that's when this tornado or this severe supercell should be passing out of our viewing area. So we're going to continue to track this tornado for likely another 40 minutes until it lifts or lets up in any way. But we still are under this tornado warning until 1:30 p.m. We continue to get in new scans. You know, over time, we get in new scans every 2 to 3 minutes. So it's important that we continue to follow this tornado warned storm and the tornado for you and update you with each new scan that we get in. But I want to do an overview. I know a lot of people are watching right now, and you're not seeing any rain outside where you live. This is really our only cluster of thunderstorms that we are tracking that's moving now into Halifax County and eventually just clipping the southern tip there of Northampton County. Elsewhere, all is quiet for right now, but we do remain under a threat for severe weather later today, and we could see some more storms fire up both today and tomorrow because we have a front nearby, and that helps to fire up these storms. Tomorrow, there's actually going to be even more wind shear, so a little bit more of that ingredient needed for these thunderstorms to really ramp up and sometimes begin to rotate. But before we go to Live Center with an update, I do want to show you this storm is starting to cross out of Edgecombe County. Don't leave your safe space just yet. Give it 5 more minutes before you come out of your safe place in Edgecombe County. But if you live in Scotland Neck, you need to be getting inside right now. When you go to your safe place, it's not a bad idea. Wear shoes in case there's debris or damage when you leave your safe place. It's very important that you're not leaving barefoot. Also, if your children have bike helmets, that's a good thing to bring with you to your safe place, and a pillow to cover your head, some kind of device to do so. We're going to watch for the new radar scan to come in, and Michelle McConaughey has an update on some of the damage from the Live Center. Michelle.
Yeah, Kat, we are following all of the images and video that we're getting here into the Live Center. This is the latest picture that we have. This says confirmed tornado touchdown, Brattleboro. You can see the twister here just past this field here. But again, we are tracking everything for you. I also showed you this picture before of the twister. This is right past Woodgrain. We did get in touch with Woodgrain there just to make sure everybody was okay. They say everything is fine right now. We've also learned that Red Oak Elementary School, they are taking safety precautions as well right now. Everybody inside that building is okay. I'm going to stay on top of this and continue to track the latest pictures and videos here from the Live Center.
Michelle, thank you. And we've also just learned that that image that you had brought up in the WRL Live Center, we just want to clarify that that's actually an image from a previous tornado, so we don't want to be showing that right now. As we continue to get images of the damage that we're hearing about in Nash County, where there had been a confirmed tornado touching down at 12:38 p.m.
Yeah, at 12:32, we started talking about this right at the top of the half hour there. That's how long this has been in progress here. It was east of Nashville, Nash County at that point, and moved on to become that tornado warning shortly after. Homes damaged. We have reports of that in Nash County as well. I-95, we've been reporting those backups there, certainly with trees across the highway in both directions. It's closed up there. And Kat has another update for us right now. Kat?
We just got an update from the Storm Prediction Center. A tornado watch has been issued until 7 p.m. for the northeastern part of the state. This includes Northampton County, that's not currently under the tornado warning. Warning, but that tornado warning may clip the southern side of the county. So I did want to update you, since that's some brand new information that we just got from the Storm Prediction Center and the National Weather Service. I do want to go back in time for a second and show you what we've seen in terms of the rotation. When we saw the rotation really first start to ramp up in northern Nash County, you could see those bright reds and greens, and they continued to pass through. I mean, this is a pretty long track situation for North Carolina to see. Typically, it's just a brief touchdown. But this tornado's held together across at least two counties now. But notice, as we move forward in time and it starts to cross into Halifax County, we have seen some weakening of the rotation. And hopefully this is a good sign. But the way that tornadoes really work is they can be very chaotic, sometimes dropping down and lifting back up. So this is not an excuse to leave your safe place. It's certainly what we like to see, though, and hopefully, you know, as you're in your safe place and maybe worried, it gives you a little bit of comfort to know that the strength of the rotation isn't as strong as it was before. But we are still watching the debris detector, and that's really what confirmed that there was a tornado on the ground before we ever got reports in from damage. The dual pole radar was able to see that debris being lofted into the air over 1,000 miles high. So if I go back in time, this is 12:54 right there. You can see this right here. I want you to kind of keep your eye on that region right there. That's the debris. That's where the tornado is located. But that debris has started to fall apart as this storm is closing in on Scotland Neck. So that may be a sign that at least for now, at least briefly, the tornado has lifted. And that may be good news. That is not an excuse by any means, as I mentioned, to leave your safe place. But it is a more positive looking scan for us, Elizabeth. So we'll continue to monitor this trend. In the meantime, we want you to stay in your safe place as long as possible.
That's right. The warning is still in effect until 1:30. We've gotten some other new information in as well. Sheriff Stone in Nash County has spoken with Chelsea Donovan, our reporter, who is on the way there. There's one person potentially injured, So we may have an injury with this. We know that we've had homes damaged and, of course, trees across I-95. So the storm has a history of producing some damage, and as Kat was showing us, has been potentially on the ground for two counties. And we can tell that through the debris detector. Kat's done a great job of showing us that over the last 30 minutes or so. Just to reinforce that if you are continuing, if you're in the line of this into Halifax County, especially around Scotland Neck, you need to be sure that you're in your basement if you have one. If not, first floor of your home with a room that doesn't have any windows. You want to get out of mobile homes, but you don't want to move out of your mobile home unless you have another really good safe place that you can get to in plenty of time. Here's a look, of course, at what that looks like. So down here in the basement is the safest place. If you have a basement, if you don't have a basement, again, it's that interior room. We could tilt the house on its side and you can see these interior rooms that don't have a window. That's going to be the safest place. A room like this, of course, has short walls. That's going to be a much stronger location to be in instead of a room on the side of your house where you'd have a better chance of having some tornado damage. So you just want to make sure that you're in the right place. We take a look at the wide view just so you can get yourself oriented if you're watching us not from the northeastern portion of the viewing area. This storm moved across I-95 and it's over here in Halifax County continuing to move off to the east. So that's the relationship to Raleigh where we are. We'll zoom in again and you can see moving pretty quickly there into the eastern portion of Halifax County and may end up clipping Northampton County. Brian Schrader has, of course, been watching what's been happening on the roads with this, especially in relationship to I-95 where it crossed earlier. What's it looking like there in Dorchester?
First of all, some breaking news. We just learned Nash County Schools summer school students, they are holding all buses until further notice. Now, let's talk about the situation on the roads. We told you that 95 is closed in both directions right now between 64 and NC43, all because of trees down there. You can see the backups on that camera on 95 at Dorchester Boulevard and the sensors indicating those heavy delays. Also seeing some heavy backups on Highway 43 in that area. I pointed out a few minutes ago there on the north side of Rocky Mount along Highway 48 that we were picking up some unusually heavy delays. And I have confirmed through our partners at Waze reports of trees down on 48 right around Hart's Mill Road. That, again, is on Highway 48 north of the High Meadows community on the north